The body of Iran's former ambassador to Lebanon, who went missing during this year's deadly stampede in Saudi Arabia, has returned home. Ghazan Farrokh Nabadi's body has been identified by his family and also through DNA tests. Iranian Hajj officials say Saudi authorities had buried Farrokh Nabadi's body soon after the deadly incident. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency has called for a balanced and impartial final assessment when the IAEA releases its report on the case of what the agency calls Tehran's outstanding past and present issues. The report is expected to be officially presented to the agency's Board of Governors on December the 15th. Amnesty International and the Alliance of Liberals and Democrats for Europe, ALDE, have called on Saudi Arabia to call off the planned execution of dozens of people, including six Shia activists. Amnesty says Saudi authorities are using the guise of counterterrorism to settle political scores. Saudi warplanes have launched fresh airstrikes on Yemen, targeting houses in Wazia district of Taiz province. At least seven people were killed in the airstrikes. The Saudi assault on Yemen has left nearly 7,200 people dead since March the 26th. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has accused Israel of summarily executing Palestinians. He lashed out at Tel Aviv for its continued occupation and arrest campaign in the occupied territories. Abbas said the settler crimes and Israeli aggression have prompted Palestinian youth to respond and carry out attacks against Israelis. The ISIL or Daesh terrorist group has claimed responsibility for an attack on a Shia mosque in northern Bangladesh on Thursday. Three terrorists stormed the mosque in the town of Bogra and opened fire on at least 20 worshippers during evening prayer time. One worshipper was killed and three more were injured. French President François Hollande and world leaders have attended a ceremony to pay tribute to the victims of the recent Daesh terrorist attacks in Paris. The families of the victims were also invited to the ceremony. The attacks on November the 13th claimed the lives of at least 130 people.